Wenn ich von Sinsel nach Norden kam, was ist das? Would there be an objection if I suggest that we start the convention? We're supposed to start the RFP. According to this, so I suggest we start the nuclear convention, which should be short. Remember, we don't get into the constitution, but we don't declare continental security as a fact. So can you look at that one too? Okay, I see no objection. Okay, so the first item would be consideration and adoption of the report on the amendment to the Convention on the Physical Protection of European Students, tabled in terms of section 231, section 2 of the Constitution. And the expert needs a memorandum for the amendment to the Convention on the Physical Protection of European Students. So we looked at the amendment that the convention that we do, and the expert later the memorandum. So I'm going to put it to the committee that we adopt both the amendment to the convention and the memorandum to the convention. The content of the two were tabled in the meeting. The reason we didn't adopt the amendment the convention is because we wanted to be absolutely sure that this amendment tabled in terms of section 231 subsection 231 subsection 2 of the Constitution is in line with the tabling, the original tabling that was done in 2020. Secondly, the EDG needs a branch from the last week that they received two legal opinions from the state law advisor, and the card number from legal advisor, international relations. So we agreed last week we will not adopt the amendment until we have satisfied ourselves that the tabling in 2007 was done in terms of section 231. Of the Constitution. Last week, we did send a report of the committee of the 7th of March 2007, that shows that the original teaching of the conventional Zionism of section 2312 Secondly, the Department of Energy did send us information with regards to the legal opinion of the So on the basis of that, we can vote on that we can now adopt both the amendment to the convention and the extradition amendment of the convention. We said that all of these are in the documentation for the numbers. So we said that I'm waiting for Honorable Masala to move for adoption of both the amendment to the convention on the physical protection of nuclear material and the explanatory memorandum. Honorable faculty, your mic is on.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Blue or red, you alluded to the fact that we discussed this much on Alawala's government meeting, and there was this particular outstanding matter. Like the legal opinion is here, and the explanatory memorandum. So, therefore, I move for the adoption of the CPTNM amendment, including the explanatory memorandum. I move that we adopt for the adoption by the committee. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Madam Paco. You are the seconder. Madam Masala.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, members of the committee. I second Honorable Paco on the Convention on Physical Protection of Nuclear Material and the Explanatory Memorandum to the Amendment. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable So that is
the report to read as follows. The Portfolio Committee on Energy preparing to consider the amendment to the Convention on the Physical Protection of Nuclear Materials and the accompanying explanatory memorandum, tabled in terms of Section 231, Subsection 2 of the Constitution 1996, recommends that the House approve the amendment to the Convention.
Thank you. So we can move to the next item. We're having a technical problem. In the meantime, you can have COVID. If there is COVID.
What's happening? What's happening with coffee?
There's no water.
But there's no water. Mr. Mabora says just guessing, it's not here. I know I've been waiting for Honorable Adam Kuh on the way. When we last considered the report, Honorable Assistant suggested that we have a, what he calls, a committee meeting in the other portfolio committee of children in that to expect the changes that we discussed in that for consideration by members of the committee. So, on the following day, after the proposal was made, we did meet one of the committee on the draft that was in the committee. And then after that meeting, we worked on the changes which we subsequently sent to the members. So we're hoping that today we will consider the report of this. This is our third meeting. Mr. Mapwada, so you're not going to take us through the whole report? We did go through the body of the report last time. We suggested that we make changes to the findings and observations and work on the committee's recommendations based on the discussions that we had. So, I'm going to ask order to read through the observations and findings and then recommendations. Immediately after that, we'll come back to take comments by honorable members, and hopefully after that we can we will adopt the report.
Thank you, Chair. Findings and observations, page 30, 3.1. The Portfolio Committee on Energy was pleased by the wealth of information and insights shared by stakeholders during the public hearings. 3.2. The PCE recognizes that the stakeholders that made written submissions and those that appeared before it represents the interests of particular interest groups and constituencies. The committee fully respects the rights of these interest groups and constituencies. 3.3. However, it is incumbent on the PCE to take into account the interests of all South Africans and to always act in the best interest of the Republic of South Africa. In this regard, the PCE's approach to the public hearings has been to take into account the validity of the arguments presented to it, rather than just counting the number of submissions that are for or against. In the PCE's opinion, the fundamental approach and basis of any government policy should be to respond to and help tackle the triple challenge of unemployment, poverty, and inequality. 3.5. It is the view of the PCE that the IRP or any other energy policy should be consistent with the country's overarching vision, the National Development Plan, or NDP, and the current government policy of a comprehensive energy mix. 3.6. South Africa remains fully committed to the Paris Agreement on climate change and to pursuing a path of a future decarbonized economy. The Paris Agreement was assented to by the National Council of Provinces on 27 October 2016 and the National Assembly on 1 November 2016. 3.7. The National Assembly ratified the Grand Inga Treaty on 13 November 2014, where it was considered by the National Council of Provinces on 20 November 2014, which amongst others commits South Africa to procure 2,500 megawatt from phase one of the project. 3.8. It is important to note that the observations, findings and recommendations by the committee generally resonate with government policies, in particular the National Development Plan that seeks to advance the interest of the country as a whole. Following 3.9, page 14. Following careful consideration and having read and heard the views of the various stakeholders on the draft IRP 2018, the committee observed and made the following specific findings. 1. Draft IRP 2018. Overall, stakeholders welcomed the publication of the draft IRP 2018 as it helps to restore public confidence and ensures the necessary policy certainty. The draft IRP 2018 is recognized as a marked improvement from the earlier drafts. 2. On coal. South Africa still has approximately 200 years or more than 60 billion tons of coal in its reserves. The use of this massive natural endowment cannot be abandoned overnight, and therefore South Africa should continue to pursue new technologies for clean coal. The call that the IRP remove the 1,000 megawatt of new coal for financial and environmental reasons and also remove Kusile units 5 and 6 cannot be supported. The call for a just energy transition is supported by the PCE. Whilst the inclusion of the two new coal power stations has negative environmental impact, it also has positive impact in terms of job creation and the protection of jobs in the coal sector. Thus, if the department includes the two coal power stations, it must assess environmental impacts associated with the decision. 3. The impact of technology. Given the uncertainty in future demand, technologies and innovation, the IRP should be flexible enough to respond to these uncertainties. The department should not be rigid in its final assumptions due to rapid technological changes and the period within which the IRP is updated be reviewed. 4. On nuclear. The PCE has noted the submission by the DOE that nuclear was included in the scenarios. It was modeled as a fleet in the form of two units at 1,500 megawatts per unit and in a short space of time of up to 2030. Nuclear becomes the most expensive technology. This was a matter of scalability and there was no predetermined decision to exclude nuclear as such. there is no persuasive argument to counter the proposition that nuclear technology remains the cleanest, safest, and in the long term the cheapest technology. This is borne out by the fact that the latest overnight capital cost of different technologies as espoused in the draft IRP 2018 are as follows. Wind, 17,142 rand per kilowatt. Solar PV, 16,555 kilowatt. Open gas turbines, 9,226 per kilowatt. Combined cycle gas turbines, 10,131 per kilowatt. Nuclear, 69,764 per kilowatt. Pulverized coal, 40,031 rand per kilowatt. And fluidized bed combustion coal at 48,319 rand per kilowatt. 5. On renewable energy. There is a general acceptance of the key role to be played by the renewable energy sources in the country's energy mix. What appears to be a matter of debate is the scale and pace at which renewable energy sources are being introduced into the South African energy sector. There are concerns regarding local content and local ownership in the renewable energy sector. Concerns were raised with regard to the wind energy procurement gap in the current draft IRP 2018. On embedded generation. The IRP underestimated the amount of embedded electricity generation there already was. There was no rationale basis for the IRP allocating only 200 megawatt a year for embedded electricity generation, and it is something that will be looked at in the final plan on Grand Inga. Stakeholders were generally against the inclusion of the Grand Inga Hydro project in the IRP because of a high degree of uncertainty surrounding the project. While South Africa remains committed to the treaty entered into between the governments of South Africa and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the feasibility of Grand Inga supplying power to South Africa by 2030 should be closely examined before its inclusion in the IRP 2018. On socio-economic impact assessment. An assessment of the socio-economic impacts of the proposals in the IRP is wholly insufficient, and therefore the final IRP needs to relook at the section on the risk analysis, especially the socio-economic impact on the proposals on the South African population. On demand projections. The draft IRP 2018 acknowledges that while the IRP 2010 forecasted a 3% annual growth in energy demand, demand actually shrunk by an average of 0.6% per year from 2010 through to 2016. The actual demand for the period was 18% lower than forecasted. The demand forecast in the draft IRP 2018 therefore appears highly inflated. On Eskom, it is evident that the massive decommissioning and the reduction of coal power generation in the IRP will affect Eskom's business model and its future sustainability. The exclusion of Eskom from the renewable energy sector was a serious error which will have major negative consequences on its future. And we continue, number 4, still page 15, on the recommendations. Having conducted public hearings on the draft Integrated Resource Plan 2018, the Portfolio Committee on Energy recommends that the House supports the report and further recommends that the Minister of Energy, 4.1, expedite the finalization of the IRP 2018 within the current financial year to restore public confidence and promote policy certainty in the energy sector. 4.2, to review the IRP every 2 years In this regard, an immediate study should be conducted to better inform the review of the IRP. 4.3. To seriously consider the concerns raised on demand forecasts, assumptions used, and the robustness of the modeling. 4.4. Given the uncertainty in future demand, technologies and innovation, the committee recommends that any IRP should be flexible enough to respond to these uncertainties, including exploring the feasibility of new and agile approaches to energy provision in this rapidly changing energy environment. 4.5 directs the department to conduct a thorough socio-economic impact assessment of various energy mix scenarios in preparation for the review of the IRP by 2020. 4.6, hold a national dialogue on the just energy transition during the current financial year. This should particularly focus on communities that are going to be affected by the transition from the use of fossil fuels. 4.7, ensure that externalities or environmental impacts of the proposed energy mix are considered in a meaningful way. Page 16, 4.8, expedite the finalization of the integrated energy plan and the gas utilization master plan. 4.9, include local government in the IRP planning process, including the implementation thereof. 4.10, ensure that the IRP 2018 and all subsequent IRPs focus more on developing local industries than the reliance on imported technologies. 4.11, to consider alternatives to replace the 2,500 megawatts in the event that the Grand Inga project does not come online in time. 4.12, increase the allocation of embedded generation from the current 200 megawatts in the draft IRP to at least 500 megawatts. 4.13, that the IRP should make it explicit that both coal and nuclear will remain important elements of South Africa's energy mix. In the case of coal, new clean coal technologies should be pursued. 4.14, that the Minister of Energy convenes an energy summit to comprehensively discuss and map out the energy future for South Africa. 4.15, to ensure that the public consultation process is transparent and accessible to the poor and marginalized. 5, conclusion. The committee wishes to thank those interested individuals and stakeholders who have responded to the call for submissions for both written and oral submissions. The Portfolio Committee on Energy will continue to fulfill its constitutional mandate, where it is guided by the parliamentary rules in conducting the oversight on the functioning of the Department of Energy. This is done to ensure proper and effective functioning and compliance with the legislation and policy requirements. Report to be considered. That's my story.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chad. The findings and recommendations on page 13, 3.1 to 3.8, I move that we accept them as they are. Thank you very much. On page 13. Thank you, Honourable Matar. Any second?
Thank you, Chair. I second the move by Honourable Matar for the 10th page. Thank you.
Thanks, Honourable Mabunda. No objection. Page 14. I
thought
we were on 14, but I had to say something on page 13, check. Maybe we can elaborate on some of the issues for page 13. I'm in no mood to elaborate on anything. This is critical sensitivity on the report.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of others, it's the fourth. Management committee meeting we had that lasted
4 hours.
Okay. Honourable Matala. Yes, Chair, Honorable Chair. On page 14, Chair, and honorable members of the committee, we move that we on the bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The one that is talking on the read as follows. That word was that is technologies as espoused in the draft IRP 2018 are as follows. Are you with me? Wind 17 something. We remove the rands or the rands or millions of the things that is written here.
Where?
On page 14, 17,014 kilowatts. On the wind and solar PV, 16, we removed this open gas turbine, 9226 kilowatts. Combined gas turbines, 10131 kilowatts. Nuclear, 69764 kilowatts. Pulverized coal, 40.30 kilowatts and fluidized bed combustion coal at 319 kilowatts. So we remove that.
Mm-hmm.
The confusing one.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to understand why to remove those figures. Why do we remove those figures? Because for me, it shows transparency. And if you check at the bottom, it does say where those figures were taken from. They were taken from draft integrated resource plan 2018. Then why do we remove them from that paragraph? I was not in your caucus.
Okay, you're just discussing the figures, huh?
No,
all the figures.
Otherwise, I would have moved with
just,
the report.
Just there for. But can't it? So, you can just. We are not commenting on it. We'll come to the figures. On nuclear, says the PCE has voted the submission by UE that nuclear was included in scenarios. It was molded as a fleet in the form of two units and in short period of time of up to 20 days. Nuclear becomes the most expensive technology. Yeah, that is correct, but it's incomplete. And doesn't make the whole point that was made in the presentation. So, for purposes of completeness, so, it's not just the scalability. She said this was a matter of scalability and therefore that. So it's not just scalability. It is scalability, yes. So we should say scalability and modularity and demand of and electricity demand, of course. So scalability, modularity, and demand. So it's not, that's the one thing. That's for the purpose of completeness. And that it is not only nuclear, but all base load technologies become expensive. At least for the purposes of that sentence, that the issue that they were showing us in the modeling, that because it is base load and it is large, so if you put it in the model, in the period within which we are looking at, all those technologies, base load technologies, shoot out of the model, so they become expensive. So I just want, for purposes of clarity and completeness, that we complete that sentence. I know you are not discussing that part, it's not a controversial one, it's just to make sure that nothing complete. So we can discuss what you were raising. The figures, and so on. I want to know why you're removing the figures, because we should trust the drafters of the IRP that they use the correct figures. So why should they be removed? So another matter.
Honorable Chair, if you go back to the same it says with regard to these figures that I said they must be removed, is that it clarifies why I'm saying these things must be removed. That there is no persuasive argument to counter the proposition that nuclear technology remains the cleanest, safest, and in the long term cheapest technology. That's why I'm saying, I foresee that they must be removed, because the statement up there clarifies why I'm saying they must be removed. Thank you.
Yeah, on the, my brothers will say something here that we need to do that whole thing. I hear you what you're saying, Colonel Masala. The thing is, I was telling him now that, okay, that's one set of figures, the capital cost. So if one asks a different question, so what's the cost of the different energy sources today? Not capital cost, the cost of purchase. So we'd get a different set of figures to get today. And those were given during the public hearing, people told that wind costs so much, solar PV costs so much, coal so much, nuclear so much, everything else. So we'll get a different set of figures. So I don't know, I can't remember what point were they trying to make with this specific figures in the IRP. So that means I need to make sure. Honorable Kada, I'm a very transparent person. These figures were smuggled by Mr. Mabore into
this. Oh, they were smuggled.
Paragraph. They were not done by me. I just told you this morning that I think those figures were wrong. In the sense, not in the context in which they were made in the IRP. So the thing with this figure, so you can get different set of data depending what specific question you ask.
Okay.
So we can, but Honor Masala must speak for himself, why he must be taken out.
Because he's not convincing me why these figures must be removed.
Yeah, so now he must speak for himself. I was just
speaking
for myself. When we had a discussion on Wednesday.
Caucus on Wednesday?
No, the discussion.
Oh. Which Wednesday?
We had a discussion in the management committee on Wednesday. So when we finished that, my instructions were very clear about what we should do. So that part I finished,
okay.
But the figures were put subsequent to that by Mr. Mopos. So I can tell you now, I disown in them myself. I told him this morning. So just to be transparent with you, it's not what we necessarily discussed on last week Wednesday. So in the management committee, but I don't have the same reasons as So I just want to tell you my issue. So there was nothing we can do this morning. If I spoken to him earlier, we didn't be seeing this figure here. They could be used in a different argument, not in this sense.
Mm-hmm.
He has considered when I told him this morning. But you see, you can blame me for having allowed him to put them in here and causing problems this morning when I didn't expect many problems. I don't know what we're going to do with that, because it makes nonsense of that entire project actually. So, can we pass that? We haven't resolved that. Can we pass that and do the rest?
I don't think it's a big issue, Chairperson. I thought maybe it's important that the figures were included. But if your explanation says that, those figures were never discussed in the management and now they are included here, if they are not going to prejudice the report itself, I don't have a problem. I think for the sake of continuity, let's move on.
No, I can assure you, Honourable.
we didn't discuss any concerns.
No, it's fine. I don't have an issue. Yeah, we can remove them.
And when I looked at the report after they had done some technical work, after I gave them the draft.
Mm.
So this is the one thing I should. I told
you. That's fine. Let's move.
At least in respect of the argument being made in that report.
Okay.
So he concedes, so he has said he will revise, but he's too late now.
Sure.
Honorable Faku.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I would like to support Honorable Matlala. I don't think it would be correct for us to, in our report, to endorse figures that we are not confident that they are accurate. Let's just remove the paragraph as Honorable Matlala proposed.
And also acknowledge me because I'm
supporting
this
proposal.
Otherwise, I'll just say this figure must stay here.
And I acknowledge Honorable Gaza because she
threatened
saying the same thing. She threatened me if I don't mention her name.
You will know the support.
Yeah.
you remember that we finalized the report and then it goes to the house. I'm quite certain that it pointed one step toward the house. We'll have a debate before we adopt it. And then after that, you're going to have another process, another fight with the drafters of the RFP at the level of the executive of what should change. So in my language, I look to continue. Now let's move on another one. We should have, you remember we had this discussion, we should have said this at the beginning. We had a lot of evidence and very passionate views in the public hearing. The difficulty we have is this. You see what there are people who say, no, tear that thing apart. Shred it and throw it away. And then if we do that now, it goes against the general sentiment that was said. We welcome the publishing of the draft. Everybody said, we welcome the publishing of the draft. And then they say but. And then they give you different reasons. So our attitude was, let's not go move forward and backward.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can try and resolve the big issues that came out during the public hearing, we're not going to have the IRP finalized now, as a matter of fact. That'd be. So that's why, as part of the recommendations, and at least within the two-year review, that we think we must have more substantive debates, and then those should, when they do the review in TS, they should take those debates into account. But to try and force those into the current draft, we run the risk that we'll not be able to have the pre-draft finalized soon. And the thing that people have been causing uncertainty then continues. So that's our general approach, what we're trying to balance. It doesn't mean we're convinced by everything that is in the current draft. There are other arguments that have been put to us that we think must be considered. But if we had to think, if we try and put those into the current draft, what happens to those who are opposed to the things that we want to put in the draft? So it can make the finalization of the draft a very long process. So our attitude is, let's get this off the table. At least provide some certainty now for the investors and everybody concerned. But let's come back to the discussion. Doesn't matter how long it takes us. Let's come back to discussion so that we're not distracted trying to have big policy debates at the same time trying to finalize the RFP. So that has been our general attitude.
So people can come back and accuse us that but you didn't take this and that into account and so on. We will say yes, of course we didn't. Our attitude was if we tried to put too much into this, you made the draft so controversial that it will not be completed soon. So let's move to page 14, Honorable Matala. Maybe I didn't make that disclaimer at the beginning. So I want to include the Honorable Kata's disclaimer. So, so let's go to, we have agreed, okay, now we agreed to go to that. The figures on page 14, embedded generation. There's nothing there, no? So up to page 15, up to recommendations. Are we happy?
Yes.
Grand Inga, socio-economic impact, demand projections, and on OSCO. Okay. Okay, because we started with this procedure, can we now adopt the findings, observations and findings on page 50? Any mover?
Move. I support.
Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Mabunda.
Thanks, Chair. I move for the adoption of the findings and the recommendations. On page,
and the recommendations.
On page 50.
Are we there yet?
And the recommendations.
And observations.
Hey, we are palapandi. Let's go with the recommendations. Let's discuss on those recommendations.
Second?
Not a second. Yeah. I second Honorable Mashala on the what we call this, I don't want to say it wrong. We call these findings and observations on page 15.
Recommendation?
There's a lot to discuss here.
Page 15 and 16. Honorable Fagu and Kada, we were there when we had the...
Fagu is very quiet.
Our latest discussion.
Approve of
the support. There's an issue there. There was a recommendation that was made, generally, didn't sound too controversial. About on embedded generation. And most people said, this. Everybody agrees, 200 too little, and then there's many people that move it to 500. So there's a suggestion that when they redo the mod, when the modeling is redone, that we may arrive at a different figure than 500 megawatts. Mm-hmm. So what we should say in the recommendation is definitely that increase it from 200 megawatts. So that we don't constrain it, it could end up at 1,000 megawatts or two, and not say from. Although we did say at least 500. So, but I just want to bring that to our attention, whether it's necessary. Because the problem maybe we should leave it, because if we think above 200, the Department of Energy, because they don't like the recommendation, they'll just change it to 200 to 250 megawatts. So we must be clear that it is not less than 500.
Yeah. Agreed, yeah.
So I was addressing the two of you because I know that in the
okay.
Some discussion with the management committee that to put that in the
okay.
All right, so we can leave that. No, now I have no comments to make. recommendations, page 15 to page 16. When we have finished this, honourable members, we just need to have some discussion with the Department of Energy. There's a legal issue that worries in the report and in the recommendation.
Oh, Jesus. Then why are we
discussing it? Remember during the public hearings, the people who said, the two codes, remember?
Mm.
It was not just for environmental reasons. There were other people who saying, we think that thing is unlawful. So you see that shifts the debate, because the debate in general is between the environmental organizations that say and those who say, but what are you saying about jobs and the future of those communities? So that we understand. So, but the new thing that was introduced, that these may not be because of the regulations that were cited, these may not be legal. So, and it's not the other debate, the debate on the environment and the jobs. It is just on the legality of the inclusion. So we don't have to have a discussion with them to make sure that we're not going to run into legal difficulties. In fact, there were people who were very emphatic. That thing will not pass the test. Of legal scrutiny. Very emphatic. The ladies as well. So we're going to meet in court.
Mm. Yeah, Matala was horrified.
That thing keeps worrying me. We can debate the issues, the other issues, concerns about the environment and so on. Should it include it, should it not include it? But on the legal side, we just need to make sure. And that thing I must say that we did it quite complete. And we have to pursue with the Department of Energy. So, Honorable Papa, giving you time to get the rest of the recommendations, I'm okay. You can move all of them.
Yeah, I want to second my Honorable Tanega Tata.
Eh? What about me? I was saying comment on the recommendation, whether you move or you don't move. Are you moving the recommendation? Say so, then I'll support you. Move.
Yeah, but that's what you mean by.
Oh, we're talking unofficial. Why am I quiet? Am I quiet? How does it mean? I don't have a problem. I'm quiet because I'm fine with the recommendation.
Then move with the recommendation. Then I'll support you.
honorable members, I want to support for the adoption of the recommendation. I want to support Honorable Mahmoud.
You're making a mistake.
Honorable Mahmoud.
No.
Okay, let me...
Just move, but don't mention anyone,
okay,
even
let
myself.
Let me recommend that we adopt the recommendation. I move for the adoption.
It's good.
Thank you.
Then, Honorable Kata is
seconding
your movement.
Okay.
I'm tired of baboon.
Yeah. Well, at least what else are we going to do now?
Hope this guy doesn't move. We are too slow.
Are you sure you want to adopt the minute?
Not to.
Go to date.
Let's
Why we always wait for 6 months to have the
meeting? Just help in the meantime.
It's like a thick book, now we can't read. Kubanu failed, I use minutes. Kona lumtu fail now. Approximately an expansion. Sure.
Let us be clear. That is recommendation number one is in. Is,
am I correct? It's 2017?
It's made number one by the Supreme Court.
Recommendation number one?
Number one.
Okay.
It is from where we sit. We don't want to solve it.
Okay.
Finalize the RP. If you try to resolve all the debates you want in the next 2 months, impossible. You have listened during the public hearings, it is impossible to resolve those big debates in the next 2 months. So what you should do, find a balance in what people have said, finalize the RP so that we know where we know where we stand.
Thank you, Chair.
And then at least do the two things we've asked you. There's one thing that's very urgent. You want to decommission about 12,000 megawatts of coal in Mpumalanga and Limpopo. We don't know what you're saying about the jobs that are going to be lost there. Because the fact of the matter is they are going to be lost. And it's not about whether coal is in or dead. And you did say you didn't do a socio-economic impact assessment. We want to have that discussion. What is going to happen to those communities?
Mm.
We want to have that discussion soon. The second one is, as part of preparing for your what Jacob calls the iteration of the next IRP, we need to have a national dialogue, what we call a summit in the recommendation, so that we can have a full, robust discussion at South Africa about the shape of the energy sector in South Africa. Because we not agree that big issues we have heard during the public hearing around which we disagree. So let's not try and resolve them through this IRP. It's not going to happen. We'll destroy it if we try to resolve those big issues through this IRP. Let's come back to discuss them, including the issue we call the future ESCO. Okay. So, Honorable
Paco,
you say that you should do minutes.
So
let's go to the next.
Yes, sorry, Chair, before we move to...
Honorable
Kada? Before we go to the minutes, you mentioned something about the legal opinion. So, and I believe it's two different processes. The report goes its way, and then the legal process goes another way. So, I just want to understand what is the process now with regards to this report, and also that legal opinion you spoke about earlier on. Because you seem to be threatened with the two ladies who said to you in the meeting that they will meet you in
only
court.
Two.
So
there's not two, there's one of them in the room.
Yeah.
I thought
but I just want to understand the process.
They're not two.
You mentioned them, so I thought, I know Honorable Mabunda was, Mansala was very concerned about that. About those
okay, now I hear you. So we're doing two things. We care about what we say in the report on the report. So that's out of the report, in processing.
When is it going to
we're having our last meeting is next Tuesday.
The next meeting at 10.
So on the right, what are we doing next Tuesday?
Are we not meeting early next week? The house.
No, they don't want us to meet. I really want us to meet next week.
No, let's do the minute, Chairperson. I'm not coming next week. I'm sick next week.
Let's do the minutes now.
Because I'm sick next week. I can't meet you.
No. They want to. The other members are going to be. I want. What do you suggest we do?
About the minutes.
I want. But,
I'm talking about the minutes.
You're talking about the minutes. No, you were talking about something else. You call it, you know.
Oh.
I still want to come back to you about what our understanding of what was said during the public hearing. And on the reality of the truth. So, I thought we could do that next week. You don't want us to meet. So we'll find a mechanism of coming back.
You can meet me offline.
Don't take us long verifying what the issues that we're raising and whether there won't be any legal difficulties in pursuing this.
Not actually. But I want to talk about this.
Mm-hmm. I'm very aggrieved that you don't want to meet me.
Yes.
I say, what can I do?
You are confusing us now.
Your last meeting.
At the house.
What's the thing?
You were supposed to make sure that there's order in the committee.
Okay.
DG, you want to leave?
Well, I'd like to be a chair so that you can deal with
your... With a legal opinion.
So can you prepare so that when we have a discussion with you, you're ready with the information we need?
Yes, thank you very much.
We will verify that with our parliamentary Honorable Nobanda.
Can we move to the minute?
You must ask me if you want us to meet in the minute.
No, there was
just one of the minute.
Open the minute, sir. Yes, sir.
No,
then I'm
taking back the minute from
here.
We are moving with the minute. Please. Now, another problem, can we consider the minute? If there is any member that is rushing another comment, we can excuse that member. But let us deal with the minute now.
That's what you are saying.
I move next chair, me, myself, and I. That we adopt the minutes next from 16 May to 3 October.
2018 or 2017? Which one?
2017, because I was there. And I will move for the 10th October, I was there. 24 October. And I've read these minutes.
No, Banda, okay.
I'm trying to group them there,
yeah,
so
no,
that
I,
we
I,
don't
I,
go back.
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay.
So you say?
16 May to 3 October. 2017.
16 May to 3 October.
Yes.
You know, can I make a proposal, Chair?
16
May to 3 October.
3rd October, we were at Sun House Hotel. It was on my birthday.
Oh, Jesus.
I remember. I was sitting on the third chair from you. On your right hand side. Next to Aruko.
You had a great sweater on.
Yes, I had a great sweater on that day.
Third October, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the tema Vinda is seconding me.
Yes, I'm seconding everything that she is.
Were you present or no?
Yes.
No, we were there.
On those.
On those days, you were present.
Okay. Honorable Kata, what were you saying?
No, it's fine. I thought Chairperson, but I think he is fine. Honorable Mabunda decided to group them, but I thought perhaps you will just mention on the 9th, who's moving on the 9th of May, then we'll have a mover. But I think she has done it more cleverly. But can I also suggest something, sir? You know, I don't have a problem with these minutes, but it's 2017. Can we have unless maybe this is the culture of this portfolio, that we always move minutes once a year? It's not? Okay. But I think we need to have a way of dealing with these minutes, 2017 and 2018. Yeah. But otherwise...
Can I continue, Chef?
Okay. Honorable Novanda. Honorable Novanda.
Thank you, Chair. We are past 3rd October.
Yes.
On the 4th of October, Honorable Mavunda will move. Honorable Matlala will second. Write it down, Eric. On the 10th of October, I moved. I was there. Honorable Faku was second, she was there. On the 17th October, Honorable Matala was there with Honorable Faku. They will move and second. You must write this thing. I was there, I moved. On the 24th October, I moved. I was there.
So who's seconding you?
With Honorable Kat. We were there together. She was sitting second chair for myself. Next to Honorable Yester. On the 31st October, Honorable Faku was there. She will move. Honorable Matala will second. On the 7th November 2017, I was there.
On
the what? 7th. 7th 17.
Yes.
And on the 14th November, Honorable Matala was there and to the 28th November. That was the last 2017 meeting on the 28th November. On the 20th of February 2018.
So can we deal with 2017 and deal with that one and then move to 2018?
Okay. No problem. The last meeting was on the 28th November, 2017. And Honorable Matala was there. He was wearing a blue suit. The dark blue and black suit.
28th November.
Yes.
Yes. So we adopted up to the 7th.
Up to the 28th November.
That is from 3rd November, not 16th, 19th May, 14th November.
3 October.
But it's different people that can't do that. People are certain and different. So I thought the court has that stuff. But it doesn't have the same.
Sure.
So the next set of minutes is that exercise of yours, Honorable Navani. It's now futile under the circumstances.
Che, you are the one complicating this thing.
No, I'm not. Let me, I record writing down, ask you. I look at the thing, I have 7. What is that? Is that the 7?
No, the
first. Okay. But 1, 2, 3. 24 October. Is that where we ended?
No.
But what are the last set of minutes that we adopted? Give me the date.
November.
That's not the one that we adopted. Something like that.
We were going to 31 October was the last one we adopted formally. So we are believing that November
now. Okay. Mr. Honorable Falco, what are the matter? 31st October.
Yeah.
7 November.
I was there.
Honorable Nobanda, seconded by?
Honorable Mabunda.
Honorable Mabunda, you second?
Yes.
14 November
to 28 November.
And 28 November, Honorable Matlala
was there.
Honorable Matlala, who second?
Honorable Faku was there.
Yes, Chair.
14 November, 28 November, Matlala, Matlala, Faku, Faku.
Mm-hmm.
I second.
20. November. 20 February.
No, that's a new one. That is what the park was dealing with 2017 first.
So 2018.
You are saying 2018.
2018, 20 February.
Now before that chat. I want to raise something here because in one of these meetings, it's like I was not there. There's no apologies, like I just disappeared into thin air. The 12th September 2017, 4 October 2017, the list was on 2017 for 4 October 2017.
Which
2017. It's like I was not here, there's no apology, there's nothing, there's no absent, I'm not, this is wrong.
So,
we adopted the meaning. No, before that, Chair, you must check it. Because I was there, there are some letters of apology in some of these meetings. So, it's like, I'm clear, the committee knows about this. I will communicate to him if I don't come, if I'm late, and all this.
But he will take the apology in the meeting.
So I'm not sure why they didn't hear his decision. So I was there, you must write me in some of this. So you must go to some of his archives and to get my letters, the apology letters or letters from the doctors who wish we were sent to
him.
So, if he doesn't, the chair now, must deal with this thing before we go to 2018 minutes. So, yeah, it is a very serious
matter.
Buyani?
Honorable Matlala is my issue, because on the 14th, seemingly, I don't recollect whether I was present or no, absent. You can go a long way on those issues. Also, on the 7th, so maybe I think the secretariat must be able to rectify this, and therefore the process will be able to do it correctly. Because there's no way I can be present and I cannot be absent. Thank you.
Before we get to 20 February, I was proposing, I think before we start the meeting, Ariko tells us if there are any apology. So if there is nothing, then it means you are absent. Maybe going forward, Ariko must write it there for absent because there's nothing. So that we don't do this.
That's right. You cannot record a date, you are absent before an apology.
Yes,
but I think maybe it might be. So, Honorable Matlala was absent before an apology, so that's what we will
report to this from. Yes, and I think that report is already a start that he was not here. So, we can't go. On the 20th of February 2018 to the 6th of March
2018. Yes. With Mr. Kosi will just verify.
20th February 2018 to 6th March 2018. I was there.
20 February?
2018 to 6th March. 2018, I was there with Honorable
Kass. Mm. You are right. No, you must always mention.
Moved by Honorable Mubanda, seconded by Honorable Kass.
Yes.
On the 13th of March, Honorable Mubanda was there.
Yes, I was.
Honorable Kass
was there.
I moved. 13th March.
Second,
yeah. Second.
Okay. On the 27th March to 8th May. I was there.
Me too.
To 8th May.
Yes. 27 March till 8th May.
27 March.
8th May. I second that.
On the 9th of May.
On our card, it's your second.
Yes.
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 She seconded after mentioning the caucus. Yes.
On the 9th?
9th May. Until
I thought it's honorable mama.
8th May
or
9th May?
9 May.
28th?
Yeah. Till 14th.
Yeah. 8th of May, not 9th of May.
8th of May. not nine.
Nine. It is nine after the eight.
There is the 8th May,
yes,
which I was
nine.
Present, and then the 9th
May, yes,
was a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we had a meeting on Wednesday.
Yeah.
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 We had one on Tuesday and one on
and
Wednesday.
And
we
were there on both meetings.
I think the day you were wearing that red and black dress,
you know,
the one with sort of like this. I was not there.
Okay. Yeah, you were not.
Me.
Who moved?
I moved.
Now,
four.
Eight, nine, and 14.
Mm.
I can't check this. Honorable
It's Faku.
No, I'm
trying to know your colleagues.
Honorable
Faku.
No, I'm Honorable Mabunda is on is second in Honorable Faku.
21 August. Grand Sending. 21 August,
sir. No, not on purpose.
August 21, 2018 till 23 October 2018. I was there.
Mm-hmm. You move.
I moved, sir.
Okay. 2 seconds. 1 second, you could not do it on 100 days.
Matala can second you and share this
side.
Okay, chair, second chair.
October 30, it was public hearing. Honorable Faku, Honorable Mabunda, Honorable Dede.
Okay. We are now on
24 October.
Now. No way.
No way, you were not there.
No way, that in all those public hearings I was not there. That is not true.
No, I'm talking to
no, you were talking about the previous one.
No. No, still. It's like I was absent in all of them.
Okay. We can call it that. In the meantime, let me second you, ne?
I'm seconding.
Okay, I propose that we...
What's happening there on page 2?
Page 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of.
I know, I need
of
the
30th. 30th.
Yeah.
Observations and findings.
On the 6th year?
Yes.
The presentation document can be obtained from the Commerce Center. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then after the presentation by the Department of Energy, the chairperson opened the floor to this bank for comments, questions, and clarification with partners. Alright? And then observations and findings. What's that?
happening those observations and findings?
Are these not some of the things that came up on that round table?
Don't talk when you feel what you are saying. I'm asking a question. Remember, so the document just presented, copy of which you can get from the committee secretary. So the floor is open. And then, of all the issues, so we only presented observations and findings. I don't understand that what happened there. So that part that says observations and findings, so they're taken as they are from the document. So what does that mean?
From the second page. We don't include the presentation.
So this is a discussion on observations and findings. On observations and discussions or the entire document. So that's what I don't understand. The thing that says observations and findings, because now they are presented as if these were observations and findings at that meeting.
That should actually be just discussions.
I don't want to meet this minute in the High Court.
Can we adopt with the amendment?
Yes.
We adopt with the amendment.
because somebody's going to tell me, you see, on a set here we have these observations and findings, and then we have another set of observations and findings. What's going on?
Scratch your head.
Wait.
Yeah. No.
Wait.
Okay.
How many observations
do
you have?
That is why he's so cautious about taking this document to the court.
I move because I was present. I so move.
Can you take it like this?
Yes.
You're moving this date 26th?
30th October.
Oh, yeah, only 30th October.
Yeah. It's only me and you were present.
For 30th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honorable Mabe, Tal, and Honorable is present.
I'm not
present, but they're not.
But the chair.
Yeah.
So, Honorable Fabi cannot move and present.
So we'll change that's 0.2. Alright. 6 November.
6 November to 20 November. I was there with Honorable Pat.
I'm surprised that I'm marked absent here.
Where?
I need to go and see the attendance register for the 6th of November.
6th of November.
You were there.
You were,
but you were there.
November 2018. It looks like I never attended these public hearings.
No, you were writing.
You were writing. You were writing that day. I think.
You were writing.
Yeah.
Must check. It's fine. I don't dispute that, but I need to see these attendance registers.
But you were writing. Don't you remember?
I don't remember writing on the seat. I don't remember writing on the seat. No, it's right. I was writing on the 9th.
So you move?
Yeah, you stand.
Who's again? No. Honorable Carter, you're not here. We can...
Fine. Shepherdson, move on.
So which means...
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, it's okay.
Move on.
I second Honorable Novanda.
Which date?
The
6th.
All right.
all the minutes have been adopted.
13th of November, don't forget.
13th November?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What about, what
well,
about 13th November?
Who moved for the adoption for the
birthday? I moved on there.
No.
Interested in that one? Are you still interested on that one? But Ariko, there's no way that I only attended one, because that is not true. That is not true. When that is not true. Yeah, tennis register, it's you. Men are strong. I'm coming to your office. No, I think there's no one that actually wants to go to the It's a meeting agent, Chair. I'm a respected person. I want to respect you as a chairperson. It's a meeting agent. So the meeting is agent. Don't want to think that.
Papa, in that one, you're opening a parliament. Finish, sitting born and get budget. Both sitting born, nigga, who can you win? About winning lay, sitting congratulate. Ah, no man, no them.
Is old.
Is a shame. So why are you chaperone? I
thank you very much.
Chaperone. That's me too. No chaperone. No Christmas lunch. Budget vote, someone in 9 just said, you as a sub, we want some. I might be sick tomorrow. Nelson, next year, because we need a new minister, one anybody is over the. We did the chief of staff. Chief of staff. Oh, what's the committee name? I'm going to be a minister. Chief of staff. Who's he?
Depuis le bayak, quand pas?
Ah,
bayak, on bouge. On se met bon an. Merci. Ah, on parle ni avec un ni avec tout le monde. Ah,
ouais,
ni autre stress.
Ah,
ni. Abomand, je suis pas trop, tu vas ramener une concours.
You
don't know what? Yeah, yes, right.
1844.
You must be wrong?
1844.
Lapho khona
leka PMG.
Uzalwe kala kala sibela. Uthapha kana.
Oh, uthathele lo. Singathi yaba off dal. Kwethu kodwa mu. Ndala. Hayi recording.
Ayihambi nalento le.
Ba ayina sisumi. Yo, hey, ayi sifuna nika. Afuna manje nathi obuthi.
Ngicela ungitshele salmon.
Nami ngikamanzi ne.
Salmon le. Okhomo. Bonke ka salmon le.
Ayi manje ucela great now.
Na avocado cha.
Ah, dani. Dani ucela great. Ama ucela. Only person ela mamanzi. Ngicela manje.
Ah, uya ugaina iweight ngoku sela four.
Uyageza. Uyageina nyane. Uya egaina ugainile ngoku.
Uya utshela izodwa.
Mhm. Hayi ngobuzimba wakhe lo. So you rat better usele one njengami.
Ayikho
mase xa kubuya imemba zobuya ndizehlile kancinci ngoku ne-stress ndiyatya mna mbukela iTV hlale nabantwana bam sithinte zimanje. Wazibona izawuba iholiday izohlale sihleli sitye kamanzi sihlale. I don't diet what you say, I'm going to Spanish.
What
you say, I'm going to
Spanish. What you say,
I'm
going
to Spanish. What you say, I'm going to Spanish. What you say, I'm going to Spanish.
What you say, I'm going to Spanish.
And we got tempted to put them. I'm going to make a cake and a cream. I'm going to make a cake and a cream. You! Chocolate, you love chocolate. Right, it's a head, a son died with some woman with this.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Hayu iyafana ukudayetha gqithwe uyabona belungu izifobana siyeke sitheni bani isizwe gqitha belungu hayi kaloku si mntana mkano kwazi exercise kaloku ayizi operation yehip mntana
only can
must never worry about the exercise because it's 20% exercise and 80%. So ungaba awujongi into ityayo, you might as well ubaleka apha endleleni but ungazizi wethu. Iwesi ngondi ne-stress. Kala ndiyatya mna xa ndine-stress, kaloku oko kwakutshila emzini wam ndihlala nabantu abayi-ten sana and imaterial ndiyayifumana ndivule i-R house. Ngoku ndishota ngemali yeleyibha. So ilena ndijaka ngayo. Xa ndifika endlini am sike ndikhomba. I'm telling you, xa ne-stress nafuna ukutya.
Ewe ne.
Xa noba ndiyafunda, xa ndifunda, xa ndingekhoyo kuyilekesi kuyintoni ndiyasikadisha. Ah, letters, not in express.
Now, if you say the transport,
Christmas vouchers. We work the whole year, we can't get nothing.
I don't have a bag, I didn't bring a bag.
Yeah, okay. So, I'll have to check.
I'm gonna get it then. Give me bag. I put this for me myself. Put is that?
No, you can put it in the
bag. Because the country is going to have a spell of information. So it is China. It's a bag of lucky tray, but it's covered with phones. Think of human goes with cream. Please. Kujonga zimbini ndimna nonneba. Kazi zikwa ndimna nonneba. Abanye boyta ezo zina krim. Kwari kusathe. Akandi ndiya wafuna manje wako si. Hawu ngena manje. So amaza isanyana ngalona tana.
Alina ma thank you tanena.
Oh suka amotengo wathakaganya pheli lo mathango ayi. Oh wathakaganye apheli lo ngoka akaphila wathi. Pamela, imane te snaio. Pero que tô um pouco. Sim,
like me. Ai, pô. Sim.
Oh, ten. E a minha ten, o senhor, remember me.
Não, tu vê a sua. Not today, my brother-in-law. So, we will try it out. Weekend.
Oh, so stop. You better meet him.
Yes, mom. What about Monday? I'm worried.
I'm not going to leave you next week. Okay, leave. Until Friday, then feel entire.
I think I'm going to go back to the Saturday. I'm going to go to Wi-Fi. Internet ke tsaka Wi-Fi ya ba koloko tsa
ke. Kun ka le nini ni prai, ke ga mo ga ke prai. Yo, ke tsama.
Eka ke.
Even though I am in the next 2 years,
I will not be able to do that. I am
going to be able to do that. I am going
to be able to do that.
Oh, and it's Jamie, but... Yes, salad is nice. Bean salad, noodles. Oh, I just want to food.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, I even forgot his thing again.
Who is Bible?
That guy. What did I do with my And I see you're a speaker now. When was you were a speaker? What was it on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you there, madam? Are you some big something? Yeah. Hey, you are doing well, ne? Hey. I saw on the program, girl in the panda. Hey.
Have you seen this?
They are not for soccer. Not for soccer, but chess. Non-physical. Also, you're part of the council, ma'am. Thank you.
that would be your first and the last one. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Weer hy mistake maak jy. Luckily is die laatste meeting, die sal nie weer met die heer hy mistake maak jy.
Sorry man, I...
Alright, David.
Goed, goed.